So before we get into Psalm 42, let me ask you this question. What do we learn from Elijah on Sunday? He's got a spiritual oppression from Jezebel. A Jezebel, that spirit, that rejection that seeks to diminish you, emasculate you, tell you you're not worth anything, nothing really matters, you're all alone, you better isolate, you better run, you better be afraid, I'm coming after you, you're the only one left, that thrusts this man of God off this mountaintop experience right into a cave to hide, to wallow in self-pity, to wrap himself in himself. Lieberman, a guy who studies depression a lot, said that depression is anger turned in on oneself. Now, most people that have anger issues or temper issues, they want to figure out how to get rid of anger by dealing with anger. And that's not how you get rid of anger. You get rid of anger, which is a secondary emotion, by dealing with the primary emotion, which is hurt, neglect, frustration, and fear. Depression, if Lieberman's right, is anger turned in on oneself. Said another way, it's unresolved hurt and neglect and being overlooked. I was on the phone with a pastor who's going through an interesting time in his church, and we're on the phone this morning, and he says, I'm down, I'm frustrated, I'm depressed, I'm just really low right now. He says, I feel like Elijah in 1 Kings 19. I said, well, I just preached a sermon on that about 48 hours ago. He goes, you're kidding. He said, send it to me. Talk to him later this afternoon. He's in the cave listening to his own voice. And he's in his depression, and it's kind of a warm blanket for him. But I said, consider going to the mouth of the cave to listen what comes out of the mouth of the Lord and create that new cave, that gentle whisper. I said, you're looking for something really big here to get you out of the situation. I said, it may just be a whisper that I know where you are. I think God's already whispering to you. We just talked about a sermon 48 hours ago, and you happened to bring it up. You need a whisper, friend. You need a whisper. And I think Elijah teaches us that. So your kids, your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, whatever, you personally, you're dealing with depression. You're probably in that cave, and I've been there with you. I understand what that is. You're in that cave, and I think what you almost got to do is you got to say, okay, I'm not crazy. I'm not weak. I'm depressed at the moment. It's a temporary thing. But as we read this Psalm 42, I think what we need to do is we need to say, I need God, I need you to speak to me. I need to hear your voice in the manner in which you talk to me. I don't need my husband to change so I can be happy. I don't need my wife to do a total transformation so I can be happy again. I don't need anyone in my life to do anything. I just need to hear your voice. And I think Elijah teaches us that. Said another way, I don't need to hear my voice as much as I need to hear yours. And Elijah gives us that to deal with depression. I think also that it would do us well to to practice this. You're going to think I'm crazy. I don't know of another way to get out of depression faster than worship and praise. And it works like this. The thing you want to do least at that moment is the very thing you need to do most. And if depression is hurt, frustration, being overlooked, neglected, betrayed, that makes itself look like anger turned in on oneself, if that's the case, then hearing the voice of God or being near to God is going to give you a sense of fellowship, importance, value, and all the things that Christ said he'd do for you. So I think worship is really the way to go. Now, I've told this story before of my pastor in Atlanta who led me to the Lord, and they lost their son prematurely to a drunk driver in his 20s. It was the most devastating loss that man had ever and his wife had ever experienced. It was tragic for the entire church, the entire city, really. Everyone thought that this son would grow up to be the successor to his ministry. He was studying at Lee College at the time, and he was killed. And they're standing over the grave in the deepest of despair, and they're about to walk away from the burial service to go back to try to put their life together. And Carmelita Walker is her name, says to her husband, Dr. Walker, our pastor, he says, Paul, she says, can we stay a little longer? And she didn't meet just the two of them. She met everybody. And she said, I think it's fitting that we start to worship. I think it's fitting that we thank the Lord, that we praise the Lord for our son, for the life he gave us, for the privilege to know him and to love him and to raise him. And she understood something, not just cognitively, she understood something. And that was, he's the lifter of my head, Psalm 3. And I need to look to him. And this situation will not change. It's permanent, at least to the day of Christ. But I'm going to ever praise him. Job did the same thing. Jesus did the same thing. Jeremiah did it with his ministry. Because God's mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. So I want to point that out to you. The voice of the Lord and praise. The voice of the Lord and worship. Now, God help the person who's dealing with depression who doesn't know the one to worship. This becomes really interesting. Another thing that God did to get Elijah, besides the voice, the whisper, besides praise, is he got Elijah to get up and go anoint two kings and a prophet. We always have something to give. And sometimes we're down, we're sad, we're empty, and we're purposeless because we're not active. And I think God meets us along the way. We get out there and we begin to love someone else, to minister to someone else, and that's where the strength comes from. That's where the life, the Zoe, the love, the life of God comes. As we go along our way, we always want God to do something in us so as a result we can go do something for someone else. No, God's more like, let's do it on the way. Okay? Like, let's get going. Let's get some momentum. And as you go minister to others, I'll show up. And in comes the life. In comes the anointing. In comes the wisdom. When you don't know what to say to somebody, start talking. And you'll find words will come out of your mouth that were just what they needed to hear. But if you're waiting for the whole paragraph before you ever open your mouth, good luck with that, by the way. You got to be on the edge. And you have to realize in your weakness, he is strong. Just start talking. Just start walking. Just start anointing. Just start praying. Just start praising. And let him meet you along the way. This is one of the biggest, most important ways out of depression.